This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
All right, back on What's on Your Mind, 7 past the hour, the latest out of the speakers saga is that Bergman is out now, so they're down to 5 candidates, and they're just going to continue to do this. Ammer, Johnson, Donalds, Hearn, and Scott are the 5 that are left in this race. So they're continuing to vote, and had a few votes while we've been on the air here, so who knows? We might have a final tally by the end of the program. We'll see. Texter says, I have a little bit of good news for you. Tom Emmer used to work for George Soros, so now he can be the bridge between Nazi socialists and conservatives. Okay. That's not good news, number one. So you gave us some fake news. Number two, never seen anything where Tom Emmer worked for George Soros. Think where that's coming from is he supported something called the National Popular Vote. And there were other conservatives that supported that as well. Not a lot of them, but there were some that supported it. And the argument went like this. Rather than have the swing states control everything in the presidential sweepstakes, if you look at a red-blue map, there's way more red than there is blue with just individuals, county by county, way more. And if you take all of that red and balance it against the blue, which is major metropolitan cities, that Republicans would win. It would change campaigning, obviously, because now every Republican vote in California matters. Just like every Republican vote in New York would now matter, where now they don't. You don't have to agree with that, and it's not exactly a universally loved idea, but certainly in Republican circles, because some people just think it would be the end. It'd be forever done. It'd be big cities running it. There's a debate about it, an academic debate about it. But let's not say that Tom Emmer worked for George Soros as a result of that. If they happen to agree on something, and George Soros probably likes it for different reasons than Tom Emmer did, Tom Emmer's liking it because he believes it would elect more Republicans. It's a belief he has. Let's not say he worked for George Soros, okay? Let's not be them. Let's be factual here. Let's not do the fake news, okay? All right. Hey, we have a new executive director for the Republican Party in North Dakota, and we thought today we'd like to meet him. We're going to do that in a moment. Jimmy Failla will join us from Fox Across America, and also Dr. Chris Meeker, Chief Medical Officer at Sanford Health, to talk about how do you define quality health care. Looking forward to that conversation, too. So we'll do all that and more as we continue on the program. To join us, you call 701-271-1100. Welcome your calls. Text us at 701-237-1590. Email is always welcome to studio@flagfamily.com. studio@flagfamily.com. Right now, let's meet the new executive director of the Republican Party in North Dakota, Dave Rotman. Dave, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
You go by Dave or David?
I go by Dave.
All right. I want to make sure we're calling you by your preferred first name. Yeah, exactly. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Give us the elevator pitch about Dave Rotman.
Well, I'm from Northwest Iowa originally. I was born and raised in Northwest Iowa, Dutch, very conservative. Last time I checked the voter registration in Lyon County, Iowa, my home county, It was something like 5,600 Republicans and 700 Democrats. So when I was growing up, everybody was a Republican. So I got involved in politics fairly early. I was volunteer mostly, but my dad told me in 2011 to stop complaining about the party and get involved. So I went to a local county party meeting, and they made me the treasurer. And since then, I've been involved with county party chair and the state party activities, and I've just tried to be involved and get learn more about how to do this process and to be a leader.
What position are you leaving to be the executive director of the North Dakota Republican Party?
So, yes, I used to be the political director of the South Dakota Republican Party, but that was a couple of years ago. And now I was working with grassroots organizations for the past couple of years, involved with some campaigning. I was involved with helping the Secretary of State candidacy in South Dakota in the 2022 election cycle. And so now I'm here in North Dakota.
And tell us a little bit about your grassroots credibility, for lack of a better term, just your resume on the grassroots side. What
fair
groups
enough
or organizations or causes were most important to you?
Okay. Well, last group I was working with was called the Patriot Ripple Effect in South Dakota. We've got a website. We've got a Substack. You can go listen to my podcast. And we're involved mostly at the local level. Well, the idea of that the grassroots organization is not to be involved with statewide or national campaigns, but to be involved with local campaigns, you know, county commission, the local legislative races, and also to teach people how to be activists. One of the reasons that Ripple Effect started was that there's a lot of people upset about the 2020 election, and they wanted to get involved in politics and had no idea how to be involved. And so these people, some of them never had volunteered, never had been involved in campaigns before. And so they're new. And so we started introducing them how to be involved with things. And, for example, I'll give you one example of the grassroots stuff we did. And this is really at the local level. And in Sioux Falls, there was a big blank wall that was on the side of a parking garage that's owned by the city. And there was a bunch of folks who wanted to put a mural up there, and of course they want taxpayers to pay for it, and these frankly they're a bunch of leftists, and they wanted to have rainbow butterflies and equity and inclusion in this mural. And we had one person from our group, from Ripple Effect, who I had encouraged to be part of the parking board. You know, you'd think that parking board would have nothing to do with politics. You'd think it has something to do with, you know, being the administrators of parking garages. But we had one person who got involved with that and said, no, we're not doing that. We're not spending taxpayer money on that. And it stopped the whole mural. But then they eventually got a private citizen to fund $40,000 to put a mural on that. That's a perfectly inoffensive Art Deco mural. But point being, it's a politics skin that starts at the really local level, at the library board level, at the school board level, and in some cases, museum board and historical preservation board. And that's where the grassroots starts.
Yeah, boy, it's and I don't know about your experience, but you know, the turnout for a school board election, for instance, is as much power as it holds over your property tax tab and the minds of our children. You'd think it would be the most important thing to voters, but it's often the least important thing, and the turnout's terrible on school board elections.
Oh, that's absolutely true. My hometown, there was 4% turnout, and that's largely the administrators and the school teachers. And that means they basically get to pick their own bosses. And I was telling people, you have to have at least 8% turnout to have a chance of winning the school board races. And that's why it's so important for people to get involved at the local level and have consolidated elections.
So talk a little bit about how you translate your experience thus far to executive director of the South Dakota Republican Party. First of all, just tell me your impressions of North Dakota's Republican Party.
You know what? I'm really excited to be in a state that uses caucuses. I'm from Iowa, and they have caucuses there. South Dakota uses a primary system, and the more I've been learning about North Dakota caucus system, this is really exciting and thrilling to be involved with. Because, first of all, the party's involved at all levels early, and there's much more participation than I'm accustomed to having in South Dakota. And this is really kind of fun. I've been working with some folks about how the process works in the convention. And I got to tell you that the participation at the grassroots level, at the individual level is really, really high in North Dakota. And that's something to be proud of. And it's also, I think, a very healthy system.
I want to ask you a little bit about the state of the party, and then also how you'll judge success in this new position as executive director. Hang tight, if you would, Dave. We're going to run to a break, and then we'll continue with more after this conversation with Dave Roatman, who is the new executive director of the North Dakota Republican Party. Jimmy Failla coming up at the bottom of the hour too, so stay tuned on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you today by our friends at H.A. Thompson and Sons. H.A. Thompson and Sons can take control of your bottom line. What do I mean by that? They have the link service contracts where they manage thousands of buildings. So a furnace, a boiler, air conditioning unit breaks down, they fix it or they replace it, and you pay one static price. This is working again for thousands of buildings in the region, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. The link service from H.A. Thompson & Sons can really help you in these times when there's not much that's predictable on your bottom line, especially with inflation and everything. It's cost literally everything going up, whether it be fuel, whether it be insurance, I mean everything. So find out more about that at H.A. Thompson & Sons website, hatandsons.com. More What's on Your Mind coming up after this. Have I got a deal for you. All month long at PetroServe USA, buy a coffee mug, get $2 off, and you'll have free coffee for the life of the mug. Unbelievable deal. Motor oil, regularly $29.99, $19 for 15W40 gallons. Quarts are $6, regular $8.99. Chex Mix are 99 cents. King-size candy bars are $1.39. And Pop-Tarts for 59 cents. Those deals and many more at a PetroServe USA near you.
PetroServe USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming October auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Clay and Wilton counties, 750 acres of crop and pasture land in Rolette County, 1,500 acres in Botno County, 1,000 acres in Ward and McHenry counties, and thousands of acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Slope, Golden Valley, Billings, Stark, Bowman, and Editor counties in North Dakota at Piper's annual Western North Dakota Land Auction event. View all land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Daddy's belt, mama's drapes, standing tall in the backyard shed looking cool in my Superman cape.
What's on your mind? 20 past the hour, brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience awaits. Oh, I know I'm going to make you hungry right now, so I'm just going to warn you that I'm going to make you hungry, and that you are going to say, okay, how soon can I get to a PetroServe USA near me? Because I want to have
some home cooking and some grab-and-go convenience. So let me tell you what. Today, cheeseburger bacon hot dish awaits in Castleton. Pizza hot dish in Fargo, 45th Street. Meatloaf or pulled pork over mac and cheese, West Fargo, West Main Avenue. 12th and I-29, breakfast tater tot pie. Yulin has tacos today. Glendon has stew. Harwood has pulled pork sandwiches or pulled pork with mac and cheese. NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Swedish meatballs in Valley City. Chicken pot pie or hot beef sandwich. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. All right, back with the new Republican Party executive director in North Dakota, David Roteman. Dave, let's talk a little bit about your impressions of North Dakota's Republican Party as far as what needs to be done. Obviously, you have Republican Party domination in North Dakota. You have all the statewide elected leaders. You have the federal, House, two Senate seats in Republican hands. You have a supermajority in the legislature. But you also have a rift, if you will, between factions in the Republican Party, which happens when you have a lot of Republicans. What's your thoughts on how you bridge that divide?
Well, honestly, the problem when you have a red state like North Dakota is apathy, and then people not being involved, and then you lose your majority. In North Dakota, that's not a problem. People are involved and want to get involved. And obviously, when there's more people who want to be involved than you actually have seats at the table, then there's going to be a little bit of conflict. I mean, politics is the resolution of conflict by nonviolent means. And we should not be surprised that there's drama. And just a matter of working through those things, letting everyone have a voice, let them have a soapbox so they can speak their piece. But ultimately, we vote, and that's the end of it. Until the next cycle. So we've had our state party elections, and we'll have the next state party elections again in a couple of years. And that's how you express your leadership. So people like to talk about these rifts, but that's the way it works. Well, I don't see that this is a problem, because there's when people get involved in politics, they're going to have disagreements, and they have to argue about it, and then they resolve those conflicts through the political process. And I think that's just a matter of time and effort on the part of the party. We just have to show competence, and that we can get the job done.
What's your top priority? What's job one?
Job priority right now is to get a handle on what's going on in North Dakota politics. But we have the convention coming up and the caucuses, and we need to be working on that. And, of course, the national convention also is a big looming on the horizon. Operations during the election cycle will be going door-to-door. We'll be having phone banks, and we'll be getting volunteers involved. And I'd like to do a slate card for all the candidates at the granular level. And I think those kind of operations will make sure that we maintain our majority of the legislature.
Explain a slate card. What do you mean?
Oh, okay. So this is a really cool concept, and this is something I ran by the chair. We haven't authorized yet, but it's pretty simple. Everybody gets a card, a postcard in the mail, telling them who their candidates are on the ballot, and so they can bring that into the ballot box with them and basically mark it off. Say, hey, I'm going right down the list. It looks right, exactly like their ballot. It's really a good memory aid, basically.
Interesting. Yeah, so more of a get-out-the-vote kind of effort and keeping everybody on the same page. Yeah.
Right. People just put that right on their refrigerator, and then they go to the ballot box with it.
How do you handle a situation like, I'm going to use Mike Rounds as an example. Mike Rounds would, on the political spectrum, would not be as conservative, and John Thune a little bit too, although I think Thune is more conservative than Rounds is. But, Rounds is obviously former governor, a senator, probably can be in that position as long as he wants. But the base, if you will, the grassroots level of the Republican Party would say he's not Republican enough. What do you do in a situation like that?
That's very simple. Find a better candidate. So if you don't like who somebody is representing, you find a better candidate who can win that can replace them. And that's the political process. And I tell that to people all the time. It's like, okay, you don't like that person? Okay, find a better candidate. And oftentimes they're stumped. But often, other times they'll find a better candidate, and that's
Is that the role of your? Is that your job?
No, it's not. My job is to get people elected. It's the role of the grassroots organizations. It's the role of the people at the caucuses to find the better candidates. My job is to facilitate their election.
What would your critics say about you?
That's a good question. I think some of my critics would say that I'm a troublemaker. Because sometimes when I was not in the party, when I was not with the state South Dakota party, I was helping out a candidate and unseated an incumbent.
So how do you translate that grassroots activity, quote-unquote troublemaker, which sounds like you're wearing that proudly?
Again, that's part of the process. When I was with the party, I was very careful to remain neutral in the primaries and in the selection process for our candidacy. And then when they're in the general, I was advocating for everybody, helping them get elected. But when I'm not with the party, and at that time was not with the party, I was helping a grassroots insurgent candidate win against an incumbent. And that's also part of the political process. So I've been on both sides of it. So I understand it, and I know my job. My job is to get Republicans elected in the ballot.
How will you gauge your success? What's going to define success for your position as the new executive director of the Republican Party in North Dakota?
Oh, okay. I'm sure there's a lot of metrics of success. Obviously, winning at the ballot box in November is the ultimate one. But it's also fundraising and party organization and leaving the party in better condition than when I found it.
And what is the state of the party right now in North Dakota, would you say?
You know, honestly, I've been getting my feet wet on this. I think the party is very, very well organized. We have our committees that are working on things like the convention. And I'm very impressed by the ability of some of these people, the competence of many of the people that I've been talking to. I was like, this, in many ways, is going to be an easy job because we have so many people who are involved, engaged, and competent in what they do. And getting things like the convention organized. And so I'm really quite thrilled about this stuff.
Interesting. And are you on the job now? Are you started?
I'm here. I'm here in North Dakota. I'm standing in the state party offices. I have to move up here permanently, but I expect that I'll be here permanently after November 1st.
All right. Well, don't say it like that. I have to move up here permanently. Say I get to move up here permanently. See, I'm thrilled. I'm excited. David, great to chat with you today. Appreciate the time, and wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
You bet.
Good morning. Bye.
The Republican Party has a new executive director. His name's Dave Ropeman, and now you've met him right here on What's On Your Mind. Jimmy Failla is standing by to think he'll make us laugh, Kev? I think he will. Jimmy, he's the guy that leaves you with a few chuckles. So look forward to chatting with Jimmy Failla coming up here in just a couple minutes. Brought to you today by MyPillow. Mike Lindell and the team have this great deal right now on a six-piece towel set, $29.98. If you go to MyPillow.com/Scott, you'll find the deal. That's right there, $29.98 for the six-piece towel set. Or call them at 800-506-9023. 800-506-9023. By the way, four candidates left in the speaker's race, Emmer, Mike Johnson, Byra Donald, and Kevin Hearn. Emmer with the top vote of 90. And they're going to another ballot. We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
USA News Update. The Israel and Hamas war, now in its 40th day. The Israeli military has raided the Gaza Strip's main hospital and said it's a targeted operation against Hamas. If you're not happy with the presidential field, you're not alone. Over half of American voters want additional candidates in the 2024 presidential race, with 52% expressing that preference, including 72% of independents and 58% of Democrats. U.S. officials report that a drone, which an American warship intercepted, appears to have originated from Yemen. The USS Thomas Hudner engaged the drone, which was not its intended target. A Wisconsin jury has found a woman guilty of poisoning another woman with eye drops. Jesse Kershesky stole money from Lynn Hernan and later killed her to cover up the fraud. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tickling the sand, cold drink chilling in my right hand. Watching you sleep.
Chad Pergram is updating on what's happening on the speakers race. Let's go to that quick here.
They're incredible bravery.
Oh, he's already done. Already done. He was going to tell you the same thing I was going to tell you. There's four candidates left in the speakers race. Amber Johnson, Byron Donalds, Kevin Hearn. So those four are left now, and Amber is... Well, it's going to be interesting to see if these other three consolidate in the Donalds camp or Johnson camp versus the Amber camp, get down to two here. It'll be interesting. So
Byron, he's got a great shot at, you know, he's going to pull away all of the racist things that they could. They won't be able to play that card if he's the speaker. So.
No, I like Byron Donalds a lot.
Yeah, I
do.
Yeah, great guy.
I do too. I think he'd be an energizer for the party and one that I think could bridge the divide with both sides. So be interesting to see what happens here. You got Amber Moore, the Republican establishment type. Donald's probably more the disruptor, and then Johnson and Hearn, who are well respected, would alarm either side. So it's going to be interesting to see how this whittles down. We'll continue to watch it. The one and only Jimmy Failla is on our newsmaker line today. Hey, Jimmy, how the heck are you?
Hey, girl.
Fellas, good to be back on the flag. It's great to hear your voice. For real, though, Hennon. And I understand I missed a birthday. Did you have a good birthday?
I did have a good birthday. It was on Sunday. Thank you very much for that. 59.
Well,
the big 5-9.
Well, I was going to screw it up and nominate you for speaker. Listen, you would have got votes. I'm looking at some of these tallies. The guys got votes. I mean, listen, John Boehner got votes in the next round. He's not even in politics anymore. It's absurd what they're doing. I heard you guys talking. I like Byron Donalds a lot. He's on my show. And the best argument, there's two, okay, one of which was just made, in that he will really neutralize the race card coming from the Democrats. You know, the Hakeem Jeffries, the Jamal Bowmans of the world, you know, the fire alarm caucus, if you will. They like to, you know, portray every type of spending cut or, you know, every effort at fiscal responsibility as some type of racism or bigotry. And yes, Byron Donalds could very effectively neutralize that argument. But the other thing is, and I do mean this from, this is purely based on my experience of having him on the radio and knowing him personally, he is a next level, like a next generation communicator, okay? He's speaking in a very modern vernacular of, you know, pop culture and sports and, you know, the legalese that comes from being a congressman just the same. But he is the type of communicator that will be able to effectively get the votes. Okay, that's the whole thing about being speaker that we all forget about. I mean, I know you guys bring it up, but it's like we all think Nancy Pelosi's a circus clown and we hate every one of her policies. but she's really good at getting her party to do what she wants to. And that's the job. I mean, if you're going to be the Republican Speaker of the House, you need to whip these people into shape. And I think Donald is uniquely qualified to do that.
Yeah, the rap on him, but it comes from the establishment, of course, is that he's fairly new in Congress and doesn't have a good fundraising machine. And, of course, the Speaker of the House generally is the chief fundraiser for the Republican Party nationally. That's the dig they put on Donald. I don't know whether he deserves it or not.
They hate him for the same reason voters like him. Voters like that he's not new. Voters like that he doesn't have a massive fundraising operation in place, because that means he's already been bought and paid for by the lobbyists. Okay, it would be a lot more advantageous for the party in the country if they took him as the Speaker of the House, aligned him with their own fundraising apparatus, and then let him hopefully judiciously pick and choose whose money he wants and will actually use to help the cause. Because this is the one thing, okay? Donald is not part of that class of congressmen who make $170,000 a year and somehow have $55 million in the bank. Okay? I know Congress likes that. Voters don't like that reality. Voters think that's suspicious. They don't think they're getting a fair shake. So I think the voters would rather have someone non-establishment. Just the same. Like, I think if you were to ask people last week, I think an overwhelming majority of voters would have told you Jim Jordan would be a great speaker because they like the guy. And they trust him to take the fight to the swamp. I don't know that they're getting that from any of the other establishment guys that are running.
Who do you think comes out of this?
Man, it sucks because I feel like it's going to be Emmer based on what I saw in the early projections. Because if people drop out, if Emmer really got 90 votes, and let's say somehow Johnson and Donald's consolidate, Hearn consolidates, I don't know that that's enough to catch Emmer, but I think the swamp wants Emmer. I think the establishment wants Emmer. And it doesn't mean he's a bad guy on it by any stretch of the imagination. It just means that the voters, we had this idea. As you remember how disgusted Republicans were with the results of the midterm, okay? But no leadership changed, okay? Mitch McConnell held on in the Senate immediately. Rona McDaniel, still the face of the party. You know, and lo and behold, McCarthy's only out because Gates got the help of Democrats to do it. If the Democrats don't get a text message from Pelosi saying, hey, we're all in on Alston McCarthy, he's still the Speaker, and we're not sitting here on our 85th vote or whatever. So I'm guessing, Emmer, I would love to see Donald's, but I'm still holding out hope that Scott Hennin campaign takes shape. I did just float it off. We don't know. You could be the dark horse here.
No, it's much easier behind this microphone, right? It's easier from the cheap seats to keep tabs on all these guys than to be in the middle of the insanity, that's for sure. Last hour we were talking about just how much Debbie Downer the news cycle is right now. I mean, obviously Israel and seeing that play out day after day on our screens, knowing that there is more to come from that. The speaker race, the border's wide open. You got Hamas and Hezbollah getting, free meal tickets from the United States government at the southern border. I could go on and on and on. What do you grab onto for good news?
Listen.
A Lincoln Sale of football win.
As long as the Clark Rams keep covering the spread. I mean, listen. Every day that I walk into Fox and I swipe my ID badge and it gets me past security, I consider good news. Shocking news. Like, when I got hired here, I had the under 6 months in Vegas. I had a lot of money on that. The fact that I've even lasted, I would take as a win. But in terms of broadcasting, you know, the good news is, for real, I do think there's a lot more common sense out there than people realize. Because the Internet, which is, of course, the funhouse mirror version of the world, is showing us the reflections of society that are the most bizarre and cartoonish. So we amplify a lot of the stupid. But the reality is, the reason the stupid pops is most of us recognize that it's stupid. So I am heartened. Like, I actually think the country's better positioned than it would seem, okay? And what I liken it to as a sports guy, it doesn't matter if you follow basketball or not, but the Lakers won a bunch of NBA titles with Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant. But they lost for, 3 or 4 years before Phil Jackson got there. They had the championship talent. They just needed, like, one turn of the combination lock, and everything was lined up the way it needed to be. And that's what I feel. I feel like we're a Phil Jackson away right now. So if we can, that makes Joe Biden Kurt Rambis, which is fair because he might think he's Kurt Rambis at this point. He has no idea. But the point is, we're a head coach away. We're a head coach away from turning this franchise around. That's my prediction.
That's, and by the way, the poll numbers bear that out, that there is some common sense out there, right? I mean, look at now you've got Trump beating Biden a year out. You know, by a few points, Trump, you got insane distance between Trump and his Republican counterparts other counterparts.
On college campuses, Biden's currently polling behind Hamas. I mean, he's in a tough spot right now. He's really got to turn it around because he's losing the young liberal vote right now to Hamas pretty hard.
A listener just texted me, said, did you ever hear Jimmy talking about you guys teasing him for being bundled up when you guys were walking around in T-shirts? Did you think our North Dakota crowd was a little, taking the cold weather lightly or what?
I promise. I thought you guys were hilarious because as New Yorkers are very dramatic by trade. That's part of the problem people have with Donald Trump's rhetoric is New Yorkers, everything's either the greatest thing in the world or the worst thing that's ever happened. You don't take a bite of pizza and go, not bad. You either go, oh, my God, you know, this changed my life. I was supposed to renew my wedding vows this weekend, but we're canceling to eat another piece of this pizza. It's that good. I wept when I ate it. Or you take one bite and you go, we have to execute the owner of this pizzeria. He's doing a tremendous job. And that's just the way we work. So knowing that we react to cold as if we are actually like the survivors in that movie Alive, where they made it out of a plane crash in one piece, and now they've got to navigate the terrain of the Andes. And then you guys basically show up in Hawaiian shirts on what we think is the coldest day of the year. I thought it made us look absurd, and I appreciated it, because New Yorkers need more self-awareness.
Well, we're coming back, as you know.
Hey,
and,
you know, we jump into frozen lakes on purpose.
Let me just add this, and I did hear that you were coming back, but this is everything you need to know about New York. I was flying back from L.A. to New York, okay? It was a flight to New York, and I literally heard a man say to the flight attendant, if it were possible to turn down the engine sound because he was on the phone.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's not how flying works, New York. That's not how it works. This ain't working. So we need
excuse
that
me.
Excuse
me.
Yeah, exactly right. And by the way, our group is going to meet up with you after the Gutfeld taping. I understand you're on the day we're there, and we're in the audience, so that's going to be super fun.
Oh, that's a big night. We're getting thrown right out of Fox headquarters. It's going to be rowdy. I'm excited to come hang with the gang. And I don't think Greg knows what he got himself into because he doesn't, you know. The Fargo crew is a rowdy crew. Everybody looks nice. Everybody's polite on Fox and Friends. But I can only imagine where that thing heads after you got the TV camera shut off. So I don't know. I don't know if Gutfeld realizes what he got himself into. He better be sitting on two phone books that night.
That show is really taking off, isn't it? Exploding. And I love seeing you on there regularly, but it's a whole new generation of folks that are watching Fox News, isn't it?
I'll say. And it's good. It's good for the country, man. People need to laugh. Everybody's on the verge of snapping right now. You need to laugh at the end of the day, and you need to not take yourself so seriously. And that's what I think everybody's lost, you know, in this era of, like, weaponized censorship. You know, we used to talk a lot about cancel culture and stuff like that. You know, it forced everybody into, like, a full-time, unpaying job as a society critic. And being a critic is a miserable gig. Never mind that you're now doing it for free on social media around the clock. And I think the country is finally outgrowing that. I think we're turning a corner where we're tired of pretending to be perfect people. And we're kind of just embracing the ridiculousness of ourselves. And I think that's the leg up we have here on Fox is we're having a lot more fun. And I say that on my show. The world's on fire. We at least have the presence to roast a few marshmallows, you know. We're not going to fix the fire. So we might as well pick up a stick, you know, and melt some marshmallows. So that's what I got.
That's what we love you. That's why we love you.
All right,
here
brother.
On the flag, Jimmy Failla later this afternoon. Take him in. Be well, my man.
You're the best. I'll see you in New York.
See you in New York.
See you, bro.
Or the website, by the way, if you want to see Jimmy in New York, am1100theflag.com for all the New York City details. Three couples from field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam.
from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What's on your mind? 11 before the top of the hour, the National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch for much of western and north central North Dakota. That goes from late tonight through late Thursday night. And they are saying 6 or more inches of heavy snow is possible. So it begins, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to winter 2023/2024. We knew that this would come, and we've been pretty lucky, so we can't complain. Let's talk a little bit about our final segment today, by the way, What's on Your Mind. Busy one. Enjoyed all the conversation and all the topics. If we get a speaker in the next 6 minutes, we'll let you know, but we were down to 4, maybe down to 3 by the end of the show, but I don't think we'll have the winner yet, but stay tuned. That'll be coming up for sure. Okay. Our next guest is Dr. Chris Meeker. He is the Chief Medical Officer at Sanford Health Bismarck, and we're going to talk a little bit about quality in healthcare and the quality journey
that I think is it's a fun topic, really, because I think we'd probably get 100 different answers if we asked 100 different people. But I want to know what the chief medical officer at Sanford Health Bismarck has to say about this. I want to learn a little bit about the quality journey today. Dr. Meeker, thank you for joining us. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Good. Let's start with just a definition of quality. What does quality mean in a healthcare system?
Yeah, so you had a nice intro there, and actually, because quality means different things to different people, right? Within a healthcare system like Sanford, we believe that we are what's known as a high reliability organization. High reliability is a concept really taken from the nuclear industry, from the airline industry, and from the military that has a preoccupation with failure. And so within healthcare, we believe that we can have organizations that have zero harm. And by harm, what we're talking about is events that occur particularly in the hospital, like some of the infections you can get with urinary catheters, pressure injuries, people who fall within the hospital, surgical infections. Those are very important to patients, obviously, because high reliability will teach you that patients really want three things. And the first one is to do no harm. And so we very much focused on, first and foremost, not harming the patients that come into our hospitals, because we know that hospitals can be risky places. The second thing that patients always want when they come into a hospital is, obviously, they want to be healed. They want to get better. And so that's something that clinicians take very seriously is, you know, are they giving you an accurate diagnosis? Are they treating you appropriately? Are they giving the right medications to the right people at the right time so that they can get better? And the last thing they always want is they want us to be nice to them. You know, and that really goes to patient experience. Do we communicate well with patients? Do we listen? Do we give them the appropriate respect and courtesy? And that's really the journey that you mentioned at the opening, is that's what healthcare aspires to be. We're well on the way to that, but certainly we have work to do.
And every day, you and the team at Sanford Health get up and achieve those, strive to achieve those goals, right? So, I mean, are you going to get there every day? No. But if you're, like you said, zero harm. We're going for zero here. You're obviously shooting for the moon, so that's interesting. Are North Dakota hospitals participating in the value-based programs that have at-risk reimbursement?
Yeah, we absolutely are. We often get some misinterpretation at the legislative level that we're not participating in a lot of these programs, but every single payer, and by payers I'm talking primarily Medicare and the private insurers, they all have quality programs. They all have at-risk compensation. So that really is the value proposition. At its simplest level, value is about, are you getting what you pay for? It is difficult from a healthcare perspective because almost all of these programs are a little bit different, and so you need to understand each and every one of them. You know, the primary one that we really focus on is Medicare. They have a number of programs. For instance, they have what's called a value-based purchasing program, and that's one that looks at some of those same things we just talked about, is that they look at infection rates in the hospitals. They look at, infections with certain types of intravenous lines, certain types of catheters. They look at your mortality, is, you know, how well are you taking care of people that have heart attacks, that have congestive heart failure, pneumonia, chronic lung disease, things like that. They look at your readmission rates. You know, if your readmissions are considered to be too high, they consider that to be poor value, and so you can take a penalty for that. And
so it's good to know. It's accountability there. That is another piece of it. That's interesting. Only have a minute left, but I want you to give me an example of a quality program that leads to better patient care.
Sure. For instance, I can talk about one of the things we can get are penalties for readmissions from our total hip replacements and total knee replacements. And so what we've done is we've instituted a program that looks very carefully at people before they go into surgery. For instance, if you have any chronic heart or lung diseases, we make sure that you see your pulmonologist or your cardiologist and are optimized. We want your health to be as good as it can be. If you're a smoker, we want to have you not smoke because we know that there's worse outcomes if you're smokers, so we'll put them in cessation programs. We look at your body mass index. If you're too obese, we know that your joints are going to have worse outcomes. And so we do have weight loss programs and fitness programs that we institute. We look at your hemoglobin level. You know, do you have the right blood counts to be a safe candidate for surgery? And we also, if you're diabetic, we look very carefully at how well you're controlling your diabetes. You know, and that's just one example of something we've instituted to ensure that our patients are the best taken care of.
That's awesome. Dr. Chris Meeker, we learned a lot today. Chief Medical Officer at Sanford Health Bismarck. Thanks for talking quality and healthcare today. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.